For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. Already getting love on the Facebook live stream. Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate it, William. Happy birthday, William. I saw it's your birthday. I haven't got a chance to send you some birthday love yet. So before I get started with my quotes of the day, I just want to talk for a minute because, as many of you know through Facebook, last week my mom passed away, and she was 99 and a half, and according to Chinese tradition, that's actually considered 100 because they once you get above 99, they count the 9 months in the womb. And she lived a full life, and she was really quite a remarkable lady. She moved to Israel when she was 91 years old to be close to the grandkids. She was a very stubborn woman. She did things her way, and she grew up in a time when she was a feminist without the word even having been coined yet. She went to college back when most women weren't going to college. She actually got into graduate school at Columbia during World War II, which at the time, if you were Jewish and a woman, your chances were pretty slim. But because of the war, there weren't that many men, so they opened up the slots to women. So she's definitely somebody who has influenced my life tremendously. I'm sad that she's gone, but it wasn't completely unexpected. And thankfully, I had been to Israel just a few weeks before and said the things that I needed to say to her then, knowing that her body was failing. Her mind was still with it, thankfully. Knock wood, it was great. She was completely coherent up until the end. So as my wife says, I was quite lucky. A lot of people don't have that opportunity. So I'm very grateful, and I'm very grateful for all the condolences and everything that when I shared stuff on Facebook that a lot of people responded really, really surprised me. And I really appreciate all of you. Okay. Oh, my friend Ed, longtime friend, also joined us. And Luis, welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour. All right, let's get going with our quotes from the universe and from Abraham. Before we bring on our guest, let's see what the universe has in store for us today. You know you've made it when you suddenly realize that there's nothing in the world anyone might ever give you, no matter how grand or fabulous, that you can't give to yourself. Nothing. You've so made it. The universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe, reminding us that all of the greatest gifts and all of the little gifts and pretty much everything, it's not about what others give us. It's about what we give ourselves. Because what we can give ourselves is happiness, joy, beauty in our lives, connection, presence. And it's only when we actually give these things to ourselves that we're able to even share them with others. We have a tendency as human beings to always look outside ourselves for happiness, for recognition, for support. And we forget that the greatest recognition, the greatest happiness, the greatest support that we could ever have is from ourselves, from us being present with us. And I did a whole show about our relationship with ourselves, which is our most important relationship. And when we get the relationship with ourselves right, then our relationship with everybody else, with the world, it just flows so much better. So a nice little quote today that, you know, really the most important things are the things we give ourselves. That includes self-love, self-care, gentleness. You know, my experience has been we're all way too hard on ourselves. We're way too judgmental of ourselves. We're way too critical of ourselves. And that a little more kindness, a little more gentleness would go a long, long way. All right. Great quote from the universe. Let's see from Abraham what Abraham has in store for us. This is a rather long one. I can attract relationships that agree with my desires. People are not finding it difficult to find the mate of their dreams because that person is not out there, but because of their own contradiction to their own desire in the thoughts they offer about the subject every day. When you consistently offer thoughts about your future relationship that feel good while you think them, that means you are consistently matching the desires that you have discovered as you have lived life. And under those conditions, only someone in agreement with your desires could come to you. Under those conditions, no need for control is necessary. Through each exposure to interacting with others, you launch continuous rockets of desire of what you prefer. And only when you are a vibrational match to the culmination of those desires will you allow your rendezvous with someone who matches those intentions that you have gathered along your physical trail. Abraham. A really beautiful quote about relationships from Abraham. Don't often talk too much about relationships from our quotes, but this is a really good one. And it's kind of goes along with the first quote from the universe about the gift we give ourselves, because when it comes to attracting the relationship of your dreams, you know, a lot of people talk about, oh, I want to meet my soulmate, my twin flame, or just, you know, the perfect person for me. And sometimes we come up with lists like they have to be this and that and this and that. And if we look at those lists and we read over those lists, they don't really serve us, because the more little points we put on the list, the more we think, oh, I'm never going to meet somebody like this. Oh, it's going to be impossible. Will they really be like this? And what's more important than making the list, not that you shouldn't make the list, though, you know, they say the difference between men and women is a guy has like three or four things on his list and a woman has like 30 or 40. And if a guy gets a woman with like half of them, he's happy. And a woman, it's like if they're missing two or three, there's trouble. And hey, this isn't my thing. This is, we used to have a matchmaker here on the network, and this is what she used to say. Don't blame. And it was a woman too, so don't blame me. So what's more important than making the list is the feeling, the emotion behind it. It's visualizing how it's going to feel when you meet that person that is your perfect match, that does fulfill the things that you want to have in a relationship. And when we focus on those good feeling thoughts, and the more we line up with that energy, then not only we will attract that person into our lives, but we'll finally be open on our end to actually meet them and see them and connect with them. Because the interesting thing is, you know, oftentimes that perfect person is right in front of our face. They could be a good friend, a coworker. You know, they could be somebody that you've known for years, but you've never really thought of that way because we weren't allowing ourselves to be open. We weren't lined up to the idea that we could be that happy in a relationship, that we could have everything we want, that it could be beautiful and magical and with so much connection and finishing each other's thoughts and all that great stuff. You see, that person may be in your life already. And if we don't open ourselves to the feeling, if we don't work on our own energy, if we don't work on the emotion we feel around it, we'll look right past them. We won't even recognize them. They could be right there in front of us and we'll miss it. So what Abraham is saying here is that once we're able to release any contradictory thoughts, which are the thoughts like, oh, I'll never meet somebody like that. Oh, this is too idealized. There's nobody out there exactly like this. Or I don't deserve to have a fulfilling relationship like that. Or, you know, my parents used to fight all the time. I don't know what it's like to have a good relationship with someone, a non-confrontational or non-codependent relationship. I don't even know what that's like. Well, the more we say that to ourselves and the more we hold that in our energy field, the less likely we are to create that kind of relationship. And hey, if you don't know what it's like, if you're not sure, go out and look for a model relationship. Do some research. Find couples that have, and look, I don't care what kind of couple it is. Go out and find, I don't care if it's a polyamorous group of people. It doesn't matter. Find the model that works for you. Find people that embody the very characteristics and the very qualities that you are looking for in relationships so that you have something to model after and know what it's like and feel good about and go, that's exactly what I want. That kind of a relationship, that kind of connection, you know, that kind of playfulness, you know, that's what I want in a relationship. And then you focus on that. And don't get lost in the details. Yes, the details are important. But the major things are more important. And lots of times I've heard it that people have manifested, you know, somebody in their lives that were almost perfect. And they forgot one very, very important detail. Like, you know, they would be respectful or they would be a hard worker or whatever it was for that person. And sure enough, that person had everything except for that one really important quality. They glossed over it. They were so concerned with all the little details, they forgot about the big stuff. So focus on the big things you want in that relationship. And again, give it to yourself first. Be the type of person you want to be with. Embody it yourself. It's the surest way to attract that kind of person. Just think about what kind of person do you like to be around? Somebody who's energetic, fun, creative, interesting. You know, just think of all the qualities you like to see in a person that you're with. Embody those qualities yourself, and sure enough, you will attract that kind of person. Works every time. Guaranteed. So go and do it. Try it. Don't believe me. It's okay. You can say Sam's full of it. It's all right. Try what I'm saying for a while. Go out there. You got to give it some time. You know, it takes a little bit of time. Give it a few months. And then let me know if it works for you or not. Let me know what happens. I would love to hear from you. If you take these ideas and embody them, what happens for you in your life? I'd be very, very curious. All right, time for us to take a quick break. And when we come back, I will be very pleased to introduce to you our guest today, who's on the phone. And we'll kick off we'll take the show from there. So thank you for tuning in. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Ooh, we've got a nice quote on the Facebook Live. I have to read it from Louise. She says, "I've done it and now I have it." Oh, thank you so much, Louise. See, I mean, you know, these things really do work. You just got to give them a chance. Okay. And welcome, Shweta. Nice to see you on the Facebook Live. Charlene, wonderful to have you. Harriet, thank you for joining us. All right. So now it is my extreme pleasure to welcome Stacey J. Zeman. Thank you. Who is a visionary idea architect. Ooh, I like that. Social entrepreneur and intuitive muse. She possesses a unique blend of creative imagination and deep heart with a flair for alchemizing the two into tangible structures that make a positive difference in the world. Stacey embodies multiple roles of love and action by providing stewardship to the Holistic Business Association as its founder and executive director, and by producing New Jersey's largest mind, body, and spirit event. What's it called again?
The Psychic and Healing Expo.
Excellent. And by and as an accredited life coach, heart-centered intuitive, energy healer. Oops. Darn, my Facebook Live stopped. I got to start it again. Excuse me. And drug counselor and best-selling author. Over the past 30 years, she has worked closely with numerous visionary leaders and spiritual notables. The Holistic Business Association was born from Stacey's deep desire to help holistic providers succeed so that they can touch more lives, make a bigger impact in the world, and manifest greater monetary abundance. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Stacey. Pleasure to have you.
And it is a great pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on, Sam.
You're welcome. So, before we kind of get into the Holistic Business Association, what got you into all this stuff? I mean, you've been on a fairly spiritual path for most of your life, correct?
That's true.
So I just want to know, like, how did you get started? Like, what kind of, was there a particular event, something happened, or just something you decided you were interested in and just studied most of your life?
Well, I would say it's a combination of a few different things. One, I became very interested in magic when I was 12. My school teacher did a show for the class, and I asked him to teach me to be a magician, and that began what became a lifelong interest in all things magical, including, you know, philosophy and psychology and quantum physics and holistic health and all those good kind of things. The other piece of it for me was that I grew up in what's classically referred to as a dysfunctional family.
Nah.
And that prompted me to look for ways to heal all of the uncomfortable feelings that I had inside. So I looked at a lot of different ways to do that. And I'm also a very naturally curious person. I wanted answers to the deep questions of who are we, why are we here, what is our purpose, that sort of thing.
Gotcha. So, I think like most of us, you probably started off sort of looking at this stuff on the side, kind of more as a hobby. When did you really kind of put both feet firmly on this path and say, like, this is who I am and this is what I'm going to do to support myself for the rest of my life?
Fairly late in life, actually. Mm. Now, I knew from the time I was pretty young that I was psychic. Ah. And I knew in my early 20s that I had natural healing abilities. When I hit my mid to late 40s, what some might call a midlife crisis, I did a deep dive inside myself to look at what was the most important things, what were the most important things in life to me, what brought me the most joy and sense of fulfillment. And the answer to those questions were things that I had done that were service-oriented and helped people the most. I had been involved in doing special event fundraising for a variety of nonprofits and charitable organizations over the years, and that was really meaningful to me. And I decided that it was really important to make a change where I could be doing more service work in the world and utilizing all the gifts and talents and skills and experiences I had accrued over the years very directly in terms of serving people.
Gotcha. And so I'm just curious, you know, with the things you've studied, you know, like energy healing and sort of the spiritual stuff you studied, who would you say were like your major influences? Like what teachers do you feel like really shaped how you view the world and really helped you to sort of come into your own with this talent?
So many, Sam, so many, and most of whom are not names that you or anybody else would generally recognize.
I bet I might recognize a couple of them.
And those evolved over the years.
Of course.
From Louise Hay to Oprah was a major influence to me. I also took virtually every personal development transformational workshop and seminar in the United States that was available. Mostly during the 80s and early 90s, and that made a major impact on me.
Sure. Absolutely. So I didn't realize that you're an author. What book did you write?
Well, I actually wrote 5 of the world's best-selling books on business, sales, and marketing for a niche market related to my career prior to getting into the holistic field full-time.
I gotcha.
And I am in the process of writing a book on business, sales, and marketing in a very authentic manner for holistic providers, where it'll have up-to-date and current information, but calling upon and utilizing that book writing background.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, when you come out with that book, we'll definitely have to have you back on to talk about it.
Oh, great.
Absolutely. So, so, being a healer and kind of being very much in this sort of holistic field, what motivated you to create the Holistic Business Association, which I just want to point out to my listeners is not the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, which is a totally different organization, but it's the Holistic Business Association. So what motivated you to create that?
What motivated me to create that was a deep desire to see holistic providers succeed. Mm-hmm. Our primary purpose is to help holistic practitioners, businesses, and organizations to grow thriving, profitable, and sustainable enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I recognize as a holistic provider myself, and also being friends with so many, that there were aspects of success, quote unquote, that were bypassing a lot of them. For example,
mm-hmm.
There are so many truly gifted, skilled, talented, experienced holistic providers out there, but they seriously lack business knowledge,
right,
or how to do marketing and sales and social media in an effective and authentic way. So the Holistic Business Association, in terms of the many benefits that we offer, really places a very strong emphasis on providing marketing and educational tools.
Right, right. Because, you know, sometimes people think if they're just really good at something, that that's enough to generate a thriving business from it. But without the proper infrastructure, without the proper basics for having any kind of business, just being really good at something is not enough, is it?
That's exactly right. I mean, nearly everyone wants to touch more lives, make a bigger impact, manifest
right.
greater monetary abundance, but so few realize that beyond doing the actual modality that they do, that the marketing and sales is equally important.
Right.
Keep that flow of business coming in.
Right.
And, you know, especially today more than ever, to some, you know, marketing and sales are dirty words.
Yeah.
But there's a way to do things in a very honest and authentic manner. And so when you're not putting yourself out in the world and expanding your reach in the biggest way possible, you're not touching as many potential lives as you could
right.
be.
Right, right. Exactly. I've come across it myself that a lot of practitioners, you know, they kind of have this negative association with sales and marketing, not realizing that without the sales and marketing, like, nothing happens, and that it doesn't have to be slimy. It doesn't have to be inauthentic, high-pressure sales, that there are lots of different ways of doing it which can be, as you said, like, more authentic, that can be more in alignment with your individual personalities.
Right. It's really a matter of mindset. It's not about, I have something that I want to sell to you.
Right.
It's more like, you have a need, please tell me about it. And if what I have to offer is in alignment with what you need, mm-hmm. it would really be my honor to be able to provide you with a service or product that can help fulfill that need that you have.
Right, right. If what I have appeals to you, let's talk. And if it doesn't, no problem.
So when you're coming, it really begins with the energy or vibration of intention.
Mm.
And when your true intention is to be genuinely of service to others, and you communicate that effectively in your marketing and in your sales, then you're attracting your ideal clients, customers, or patients to yourself, and that is selling. But right. It's doing it in a sincere, service-focused, honest, and authentic way. And it's coming from an intention of doing those things.
Right.
Not just, I want to make money off you.
Right, exactly. Okay, so let's hold it there. We got to take a break. And when we come back, Stacey, let's just talk about, like who are some of the businesses or what kinds of businesses are in the association and you know, whether it's local or national, and we'll get into all that good stuff. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, with our guest, Stacey Zeman, founder of the Holistic Business Association. So, Stacey, what kinds of, if someone, by the way, what is the website for the Holistic Business Association, just if anyone wants to check it out?
Sure. It's Holistic BA, short for Business Association, .org.
Okay. And so if someone were to go to the website and look sort of at your, like, member directory, what kinds of businesses would they find there?
That's a great question, and we don't have a directory on our website.
Oh.
I will explain why.
Okay.
So I think one of your first questions was, why did I decide to start this association?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I did a lot of research into existing holistic organizations and directories.
Mm-hmm.
And the intention that I and the advisory board come from and our business model is different than everyone else's.
Okay.
So our, and the things that we offer to our members, some are the same and others are different than other existing organizations. So our member website, holisticba.org, is strictly for items that have to do with membership. Our holistic directory of practitioners, businesses, and organizations has its own website. And that is marketed to the general public as resources for the holistic lifestyle. And we've got a robust resource library and wellness shop and holistic directory at that website, as well as an events calendar. And we are nationwide, by the way, all over the country. So I wanted to make it a one-stop resource for everything to do with the holistic lifestyle, and that is topholisticdirectory.com.
What was that? Top Holistic Directory?
Top, T-O-P, holisticdirectory.com.
Gotcha. Okay.
So if somebody wants to find a massage therapist, a Reiki healer, a tarot card reader, a yoga instructor, a chiropractor, acupuncturist, holistic physician, a spiritual, metaphysical, organic, or natural product.
Mm-hmm.
Those those are the types of things that they can find in our holistic directory from a provider near them.
I see. So what would someone find at holisticba.com then?
Well, at holisticba.org, yeah. That's our membership site. So
right.
If you are interested in becoming a member,
right.
You can read all about the benefits of being a Holistic Business Association member. You can apply to join. That's another thing that makes us different from most of the others out there. We don't just take people's money and say, you are a member. There's actually an application process. We vet our members.
Mm-hmm.
We check their references,
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth. And when someone becomes a member, they are entitled to use our member's seal of approval, which we are marketing in much the same way as the old Good Housekeeping seal of approval.
But in this case,
it's for reputable holistic providers.
Gotcha. So that this way, it's kind of you're a little bit selective. You don't just take anybody. And then by being selective, you know that your members are offering quality products and services. So then you have sort of the seal of approval so that somebody who sees that on their website or in their literature knows, like, okay, they're at least somebody looked at this person, vetted them a bit, that I can be a little more comfortable that this is a provider who does something good and not just anybody out there.
Exactly.
Right. So I'm curious, and how old is the Holistic Business Association? How long has it been going on?
The baby is just over a year old now,
Sam.
We launched in April of 2018.
Oh, wow. So really new then. Wow. And roughly how many members do you have, would you say?
We're growing all the time by leaps and bounds.
Okay. Now, you've been in and around this stuff for a long time. Have you seen what people consider holistic change over the years?
Well, you know, holistic is nothing new. It started 5,000 years ago in India and China. But it really didn't enter, you know, become a common adjective in the modern American vocabulary until the 70s.
Mm.
And when I say holistic, you know, I am referring to wellness practitioners, those who are involved in sustainable activities, alternative, complementary, all of those are embodied in the term holistic umbrella.
Do you think it's easier or harder these days to have a holistic business than it was, say, 10 years ago?
I think it's much easier.
I
think it's much easier because there is greater awareness and acceptance on the part of the general public of various holistic modalities. There's still a lot of education that needs to go on, but I think there's a lot more acceptance. And the LOHAS, which stands for Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability Consumers, now represent about 20% of consumers worldwide. And these are people who actively and consciously seek out businesses that fall under the umbrella of holistic and wellness, and that applies both to people as well as to the planet.
So you mentioned before that education is a bit of a challenge for these kinds of businesses. I was going to ask you, like, in general today, like, not in terms of what the businesses have to do themselves, but just in terms of the environment, like, what do you think are the biggest challenge to holistic businesses today? So education is one. What would be another?
Well, the biggest challenges to holistic businesses are first and foremost recognizing that they need to do marketing.
Right.
You know, because, you know, the old adage of I don't know what I don't know and that could hurt me, you know, just recognizing that you don't need to be in business alone and that, you know, no matter how much we all believe in the law of attraction, we can't expect clients to come just knocking on our door. Right. That our actions need to be in alignment with what we think, how we feel, what our vibration is. You know, we need to match all that to what it is that we're looking to attract. So that's a challenge. Getting people to recognize how important it is to do that and to offer them a way, a low-cost, high-value way to obtain the knowledge for how to do that effectively.
Mm.
It's also really challenging to get holistic providers to understand that they have the right to charge for their services. I mean, just if you're naturally born with a gift, but you've taken years to fine-tune it, you've gotten education,
right.
you've spent time, energy, and money honing your craft,
right.
You have the right to sustain yourself financially by charging for what it is that you offer. I think of it, and I encourage others to think of it, as an exchange of green energy.
Right, right. Yeah, it's absolutely an exchange of energy. I mean, an exchange for our time, our effort. Once we value ourselves, then other people will value us. So we need to value ourselves first before others are going to value us. And we value ourselves by saying, because of the effort, time, money that I put into developing my skills, my developing my talent and creating what I've created, that there's a certain level of exchange that I feel is required for it to feel good to me.
Absolutely.
Another
challenge,
okay,
is that while everyone knows pretty much what a massage practitioner or a chiropractor is, there's virtually hundreds of different holistic modalities. And most people probably don't know what vibrational medicine is, or
right,
what a sound healer does.
Right.
You know, or maybe doesn't know even what Reiki healing is. So, you know, all of us collectively making various efforts to educate the general public on what it is that we offer and how it can benefit them is really important. And it's so equally important to the general public is, you know, we've all been brainwashed by the American Medical Association that modern Western medicine and pharmaceutical drugs provide the best and only safe solutions to illness. And the insurance companies go right along with this.
Right.
And, you know, maintaining good health is not a matter of fixing problems when they happen with synthesized
right,
drugs.
Right, right.
A non-invasive approach that works with the body's own natural healing abilities is a far better approach, and that's what holistic health is all about, and
right,
the connection between the mind, body, and spirit,
right,
where everything is functioning at its best.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we need to take a break, but before we do, I got a comment on the Facebook Live from Nicola. Nicola says, "Oh, you are so right, Stacy, about practitioners struggling to charge what they're worth. It astounds me that people will pay $350 to $800 or more an hour for an accountant or a lawyer, but for someone who actually heals and transforms your life, it's under $200 as an average." Isn't that amazing? You know,
yeah.
It's and why it's really because of the way society has programmed us. Okay, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's just talk about if somebody's like just dipping their toe in the water, how they kind of what they should look for, and how would you recommend somebody start who's young, doesn't know anything about this field, and they just want to learn like what kind of practitioners there are out there and how they can be more holistic in their life. Okay,
I can help with that.
All right, excellent. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, with my guest Stacey Zeman, and we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. Right here on talkradio.nyc and on Facebook Live. And we're talking with Stacey Zeman, founder of the Holistic Business Association. So, Stacey, if I'm a consumer and I've been hearing about green, holistic, sustainable stuff, and I don't really know where to start, what would you recommend? What are some places that a person should start to look at in their life where they can be integrate more holistic practices in their life?
Sure. Well, that's exactly why TopHolisticDirectory.com was created. The resource library is chock full of articles, radio shows, podcasts, and videos on a wide variety of subject matters related to learning about those sorts of things. Mm-hmm. We also offer on that website a free holistic toolkit that explains to someone all about the holistic approach to health and healing, ways to live holistically, how to choose a holistic practitioner, et cetera, et cetera. And again, our holistic directory is also on that website.
Right. So do you feel to kind of integrate these things into a person's life that it's gotten to a point where it's more natural now, or is it still a bit of a challenge for people to integrate these things into their lives?
I think that there's more resources that are available now than ever before. However, I think it's really on a very individual basis of how hard or how difficult it is. Like, for example, in this free holistic toolkit that we offer folks, we give the top 10 things they can do to live in a holistic manner. And I recommend you don't try to do everything all at once, 100% full tilt boogie.
Right,
you know, pick
right.
two or three that you find would be easiest for you, and try them out. And as you have positive experiences, that's going to fuel your desire on a personal level to get more into eating healthfully, or for example, practicing mindfulness, using positive self-talk, meditating, praying, and things of that nature, and reducing your carbon footprint, because you're going to begin to care not only about yourself, but about others, and the others, including Mother Earth.
Right, right. Okay, now let's flip it on the other side of the coin. Let's say I'm somebody, and I've seen an energy healer, I've been to an acupuncturist, and I'm inspired by this, and I want to make this my life's work. How would you recommend somebody start off who's thinking about becoming a holistic practitioner? Where would you recommend they start? What kind of guidance would you give them?
Well, depending upon the particular modality that you're interested in, there are schools and training programs out there for health coaches, for example.
Right.
There are also Reiki masters, also, for example, that train students at different Reiki levels. There's also an opportunity in many cases to just reach out to someone and say, you know, I'd really like to be an apprentice. May I be your apprentice? So there's various ways to do that. One of the things that almost all of what I just mentioned have in common is they spend little or no time whatsoever training people how to market and sell. Once they've learned how to do whatever it is that they're learning how to do. And that's why it's so important to become a member of an organization like the Holistic Business Association. And we offer three different membership levels. Two are paid membership levels, both very highly affordable. And we also offer a free membership, a basic membership, because we don't want to turn down any reputable holistic provider, regardless of their financial circumstance.
Gotcha. So I'm curious, just especially since the Holistic Business Association is so new, what are your biggest challenges right now with the association?
Our biggest challenges are reaching the hundreds, well, there's hundreds of thousands worldwide, but we're national. So just focusing on the U.S., reaching holistic providers and letting them know that we exist.
Right.
And so we're marketing in a variety of different ways. And then once they know that we exist, you know, bringing to their awareness why it's so important to learn the things that we offer through our benefits, through those marketing and educational tools I mentioned earlier. So, you know, letting them know they don't have to be in business alone, that there's a great resource out there, and why it's so important to take advantage of all the benefits offered through that resource.
Right. Given that there are other holistic associations out there, do you find that it's a little bit of a challenge to distinguish yourself from the other organizations?
Not really.
Okay.
If somebody does their due diligence, and there's far more directories than there are
absolutely.
Organizations, and most of them are, sign up, we'll take your money, we'll post your listing. And that is a far cry from our philosophy of the way that we do things. And right on the homepage of our holisticba.org website, we go into not only what we offer, but what makes us different than everyone else. So if somebody does their due diligence and says, you know, do I choose this one or that one, they need to really read about both of those organizations. And it's also not necessarily an either or
right
scenario. Right. It can also be a both.
Right. Absolutely. So Stacy, we only have like a minute or two left. Just because I don't want to really miss out on it too much, but you're a healer yourself, you're a coach yourself. If people want to learn about you or working with you directly, where would they go?
They can contact me by going to our holisticba.org website, clicking on the leadership team page and reading my bio. They can contact me through email. That's Stacy, Stacy, at holisticba.org. Or they can call me at 856-861-5455. I'm happy to talk to anyone.
Wonderful. Well, Stacy, thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show today. I really appreciate you taking it out of your busy schedule, especially since I know things are a little busy for you right now.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. I've looked forward to it for months, Sam.
Yeah, I know. It's been a little while since we scheduled this. And just to let my listeners know, I actually am scheduled out now until the end of the year, and I'm even starting to schedule people into January now. So we've got a really full plate on board for you. We've got some great guests. More fellow members of the Evolutionary Business Council are going to be coming on the show, as well as some amazing authors and teachers. And I got a couple of really, really special guests in November and in December coming up. So you guys got to stay tuned. And I just want to remind people, if you have not yet signed up for our newsletter, if you want to learn about who's going to be on the shows, go to talkradio.nyc. And right at the top, you plug in your email address and you'll get subscribed. The newsletter goes out twice a week, once on Tuesdays, once on Thursdays, just to let you know about the shows for that particular week. And we sometimes have events in there and other things, but this way you'll get to know about what's going on with my guests and the schedule. So thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate you all. Thank you for being part of the Conscious Consultant Hour, and I will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.